Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, in my 36 years here, counting 37 as in March of this next year, I have few people that I can actually say are real friends, close friends, and people that I can talk to for an hour on the radio without one single note in front of me. But this is one guy that I can, and I hold our friendship near and dear to my heart, Mr. Jack Cohen. And when I think Hanukkah and Christmas, the holidays, this is the man, Mr. C, and he joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, of course, from the S.W. Randall Toys and Gifts, Pittsburgh's oldest and largest specialty toy store. Three locations, downtown 630 Smithfield Street, Squirrel Hill, Forbes Avenue, Shadyside. I absolutely love what he does, and he's here with me today. Happy holidays, Jack, and 50 years as of this past July since 1970. That is a milestone, is it not? Good morning.
Can you believe it? We're just so glad to still be around, you know, with what's going on in this world. We've just survived, and we're glad to be in business every day. Thank you.
Listen, this is my humble opinion. My kids are smaller now. I mean, older now. But when they were smaller, they were in your store downtown and absolutely loved it. The doll floor with my daughter, my son with the trains and all the board games. I mean, it was a magical experience. And I've said this many times. It was like going to the North Pole for them. And that experience has been happening for generations, and it will continue to do so. But if I'm going to go anywhere this holiday season, I'm going to come to one of your stores. They're clean, you're social distancing, you're doing the right things, everything you need to do. And it's the experience that people have been doing forever. So this is one thing in this very strange world that we live in, that tradition that's not been taken away from folks. And I guess you had a really nice day yesterday, did you not?
Oh, yes. We didn't know what to expect, you know, with all this COVID going on. But you know what? We were steady all day. Everybody came in. These were all regular customers, and we were just steady busy all day, thank God. We were selling trains all day long. You wouldn't believe it, because everybody wants a train around the tree.
Absolutely.
And all the basic, we sell all the basic toys, which people love to come back and look at.
Yeah, and toys that you don't need to have to run to the store and get batteries every 3 days.
Right.
So that's what I love about what you do. Hey, just talk about this business, and give me some of your business expertise, because I think this is, you know, today's Small Business Saturday, and if there was ever a small business to promote or to really go patronize, it's what you do. How has this business evolved in the biggest way since you started? I gotta believe the department store no longer there, but the big box stores have dominated. But I think people are wanting to get back to the basics. We've seen some of those big box stores, one of the biggest, come and go. So I think people want that personal experience more now than ever. I think that's more than a fair statement, Jack.
Well, you know, the difference is we take everything out of the box. When you come into our store, you can see it. It doesn't look like a library where you have to read all the edges of the boxes. The people come in, and we have all the basic things they grew up with, all the natural toys, wooden toys, wind-up toys, you know, things you wouldn't see anywhere else. The big box stores, they just sell the TV stuff, which, you know, we're not even interested in that. We don't even want to compete with them. We look for things. We buy from all small companies, and they all specialize in, you know, things that will last.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff made right here in our country, which I love about that aspect of your business, too. But let me just go on record and say the significance of when Jack Cohen speaks. It's kind of like E.F. Hutton. People listen. You know, I, years ago, was doing this toy train thing, and I was really into it, hot and heavy, built a huge layout. I was helping people make money in the industry. We were promoting all of these regional cars, these big names from our region that everybody recognizes. And we had all these great little hobby stores throughout Western Pennsylvania and the tri-state. But what put us over the top, and what really made people want to I guess, invent the wheel or to recapture those moments of their childhood by putting that Lionel train under their tree was because of this guy. He speaks volumes when it comes to toys. He knows what he speaks of. He has great employees. Their whole life is the toy business, not just the holidays, but for birthdays to bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, and every type of celebration during the off season. He is there for people, and people always make it a point to come there. Your reputation is everything to you, isn't it, Jack?
Oh, yes, because that's why people come back, because they love the experience. They all remember us, you know, and then, okay, their kids grow up, but then they have grandkids. So they'll always come back eventually, you know, you have to wait long enough.
So why is it that you're, listen, I met you a long, long time ago, and you're just as passionate today. When we talked moments ago, it was like you had been up all day. You couldn't wait to get to work. Why are you still so passionate about this? It's got to be more than just business for you now.
You know what? I love going to work. I'd rather work than sit at home, because you know what? People come in happy. They leave happy. Just to see the smile on their face as soon as they walk into our downtown store, they're just lit up. It's amazing.
Well, here's the best part of your business. It works. And in this day and age, anything that works is a good thing. And I know many times I've been there, and when you just see the people coming in, once they step off the sidewalk on Smithfield Street, where I most of the time, and everything changes for them. Whatever problems they have, whatever they're dealing with, they leave it on the other side of the door. There's something very therapeutic about what you do too, right?
Well, that's just it. It just refreshes their memory, and they just wake up, and if they're having a bad day at work, they come in, it cheers them up, you know, just to see all the things they grew up with. It's amazing.
You know, one of the things, too, Jack Cohen is here, S.W. Randalls. We're going to let him kind of take you through the timeline as far as things that are happening from one floor to the next there. And also we'll talk about his journey, help him celebrate that 50th year in business, which is still underway to the end of the year. But the great thing about what you do at all of your locations, you're going to keep holidays alive for many people, because without places like your locations, a lot of people are going to be having a tough time meeting the needs of those children and grandchildren, because business is different today and certain products just can't get to those big box stores.
And you know, when people look on the internet, they're only looking for one thing. When they come into our store, they have maybe one idea in mind, but they end up buying other things. So it's so much better when you can go in and touch the items that we have and actually look at them. You know, seeing it online, you don't know what size it is, and you know, it's not the same.
Well, you know, Jack, you just said something that I never thought of, but every time I've come to your store or any of your stores, I'm sure people can relate, they don't come in there with one thing in mind. They come in there just to know that they're going to get something. But when you go online to a box store or you go to one of the big box stores, you're going for a reason. And how many times have you heard people say, I've got to get to this store to get this product before they run out, or boy, it's just going to be a bad holiday for my child or grandchild. They come to you just for the experience, and there is no pressure because there's so much to choose from. And a lot of times people discover things that they weren't even thinking about when they come in the door.
Right, and you know what? This year, there's really not a hot toy. I don't know if it's because of this COVID or what, but you know what? They come in, and they just get to see everything we have, and it just puts them in a better mood.
And let me just say this, too, and I don't mean to be anything but honest about this. The pricing at your place, there's no one that can touch what you do.
No, you know what? We just want to sell the products, and we want the people to come back. That's our main goal.
Well, that's one of the things that you taught me many years ago. It's not about the sale. It's about the journey, and it's always about bringing people back. And you have seen people go from children to parents to grandchildren, have you not?
Every day. And you know what?
What?
So many people yesterday, they said they grew up in our store, and you know, they moved away, and they came back to visit the family, and then they bring their family in. It's so nice. It just puts you in a good mood.
Listen, I think what I'll do to kind of get me through this pandemic, I'm just going to start calling you every day, Jack. Okay? Because every time I talk to you, you make me feel so much better. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the great Jack Cohen is here, S.W. Randalls Toys and Gifts. I want you to just think about some of the things that you can remember when it comes to this incredible brand. All of you, I'm sure, 9 out of 10 listening right now, if you live in this region that we call home, you have memories of what they have done. Smithfield Street, Squirrel Hill, Forbes Avenue, Shadyside. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Cohen is here until 8 a.m. Stay with us. Yeah, and this place works. S.W. Randalls and Son, they've been around. Listen, this place has been around since 1970. S.W. Randall Toys and Gifts. Three locations, downtown, 630 Smithfield Street, Squirrel Hill, Forbes Avenue, Shady Side on Ivy Street. Mr. C, Jack Cohen joins me now. He's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. The reason I love your place so much for stocking stuffers or the Festival of Lights, and my menorah will be going up soon. Each and every day you got to give a present. What you can get for the price of a dollar today, when it can really stretch more so than any place when it comes to toys, you can really fill up your cart for a little amount of money and get a big bang for your buck. And you get toys that last, that don't fall apart after one day of playing with them. So quality and craftsmanship, all of this is important to you, right, Jack?
Oh, yes. It's our bottom line. People love, we had families all day yesterday. They would bring the kids in just to see what they want. And it was so nice. You know, just to let the kids shop around and look and see what they want. And then the parents would get in mind, you know, what the kids want, and then they come back later.
You know, one of my dearest and most exciting things in my life during the holiday, I think about you a lot during the year, but I think about you this time of year. Watching you work the phones in that store when it's busy is priceless. It's one of the best experiences anybody can have because you, A, can see a professional at work. But I also know that the people you deal with, they understand when you do business with them, that product better work, because if it doesn't, you're not going to be going back to them. And if it goes into your stores, it's going to have more than just a year's shelf life. You have actually made brands. Like I was talking about the toy trains. You brought that back in a big way when we first met many, many years ago. So you've actually helped make other toys become famous again, and also for the first time because of being on the shelves in your stores. That's the reputation you have at S.W. Randall.
When they come in, you know, the kids can touch everything. We have these wooden train layouts, and you know what? They play with that from their 2 years old till 13. It's amazing. And parents don't throw that away. They hand it down. Well, they don't have it out at a garage sale.
Let's talk about something else, and you and I both have this near and dear to our hearts, and it's video games. Now, do my children play video games? Yes. But I must tell you, when it comes to kid-powered toys, I was just talking to my middle child the other day. One of the things that he was fascinated with, and he's a great student now, getting ready to finish up his 4 years at Penn State, my son Robbie, he loved the toy soldiers and the figurines and things of that nature. He would play for hours, Legos. And I'm telling you, in my opinion, that helped build his mind into why he is on that dean's list and honor roll time and time again at college. It's because of those kid-powered toys. Video games are nice, but you're not going to get the same value when it comes to teaching and also getting kids outside to build muscles and get fresh air like you do when you get toys at your store, Jack.
Well, they have to build bone density. That's like the most important thing growing up. You know, we didn't think about it when we were growing up because everything was natural, you know, but all these video games now, it's changed the world quite a bit. I hate to say it.
Well, it has, and not for a good way either. Jack, did you at times think in your life that what you were doing was going to be obsolete, or has it always just been, maybe you might doubt it a little bit and then the holiday season starts and you're like, look at this crowd, they're still there. Was there ever a time in your mind you thought it might change?
Well, you know what? Just even going into the business, we didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. If you have an idea, you have to try it. If you don't try it, you don't know if it works or not. And obviously this worked. Who would ever believe it?
Well, I would believe it. I mean, there's not a better pro than you. But you have to admit, and listen, one thing's about you, Jack. It may be tough to hear, but you're always honest about everything. And you realize to be in business long term, you have to be that way. And I've learned a lot from you since we first met, believe me. The question is, you had to be a little skeptical and concerned, because I know what you're thinking. Look, I could survive it because I've been doing this a long time and I own the building and the key that unlocks the door. But I want my employees to have a job. I want children and grandchildren and parents and grandparents to be able to have that holiday experience. You had to be a little bit concerned about this pandemic going into the holiday as far as that big day after Thanksgiving.
Well, you know what? Nobody really knew. You know, you just have to live through it. What else can you do? And you just hopefully they come out with the vaccine and we can cure this thing. The sooner the better. That's all I can say.
Let me do something that I know you would want me to do. Nobody is a bigger fan of small business. And I must tell you, it's a picture postcard. It's a Hallmark card. It's a memory. I have been there when the snow is coming down Smithfield Street in the heart of Pittsburgh. You know, the Salvation Army kettle on the street corner. You know, people caroling, happy, running around with packages in their hands. That downtown experience. It's still the greatest thing from going back to my days broadcasting in horns and gimbals and Kaufman's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I know you are really feeling for your fellow merchants in downtown Pittsburgh. So anything people can do, even if they go down to grab a cup of coffee, it's something that definitely is going to go a long way. Right, Jack?
Anything you can do to help them just to stay in business, especially with small business Saturday, do what you can.
So today when you open, and by the way, the best thing, I think all of you people know where they're located, and I'll give you the locations a couple of more times. Just show up and spend time with Jack and his incredible staff. What are your hours today, and what are they for the holiday, Jack?
Today is 10 to 6. Our other stores are 10 to 7. And that's probably the way. And we're open Sundays downtown now, just for the holiday season. Our other stores are open every day.
Well, let me tell you another thing that I love about you. And we're going to get into some toys and board games and all that other stuff coming up in our next couple of segments. But you could have very easily said, I'm getting a little older, 50 years doing this. I'm tired. I don't need all these locations because people will come to me. But you always put the customer first. If they're used to going to Squirrel Hill, Shadyside, you want them to know they can still go to those places, right?
Well, you know what? With this pandemic, I was certain that those stores would do good, Shadyside and Squirrel Hill, because people live in the neighborhood. Where downtown, the office workers are gone, and I'm not even sure how many will even come back. But we get the people from the suburban areas to come into our downtown store, and they are all regulars. They all come back. It's just amazing.
But Jack, let me be a little self-serving here. You realize what you mean to people. Many people, I'm going to be honest with you, they come to window shop, but they want to see you. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, we have the best window in town. It's all animated, and people just stand out there for 10 minutes and just study it. You wouldn't believe it. We have a crowd around the window.
One of the things Jack did for me many years ago, and I'll never forget, he put a train in his window, and I thought it was the most, because I said many times, the reason toy trains sold many years ago, and it kind of started with Joshua Lionel Cowan when he met the folks at Gimbel's. He was the one that convinced them to put the train underneath the Christmas tree and use it as a display in their windows in New York. And as they say, the rest is history. And I really firmly believe this because of what Jack did many, many years ago. The reason why the train industry is thriving today and names like Lionel is because of this guy right here and Mike's Trainhouse, MTH as well. It's all because of Jack Cohen. Jack, we got about a minute before the break. Just talk about your locations, talk about your store, talk about your hours, and give the folks kind of a feel of the experience they're going to get for the holidays.
Okay, we're open every day from 10 to 7 or 10 to 6 downtown, and we're just steady busy all day. It's no crowds. You don't have to worry about separation. It's just steady people, and everybody understands that, and people just love coming in. We sell so many dolls. We sell dress-up outfits, nurses, astronauts, cowboys. We have Christmas gifts. We have Christmas trees in our downtown store, and we have all these special holiday specs. You look through the specs, they're only $2.95, and it puts a halo around every lighted bulb. Like it comes in gingerbread men, Santa Clauses, crystals, and it just puts that shape around every light bulb on the tree, and it's just amazing to see that. Adults like it, kids like it. We have Christmas gifts, music boxes, jewelry, snow globes, nutcrackers, nesting dolls. We carry Department 56 with all the lighted houses you can put around the tree or around a train set. We have this cat toy, which is crazy. You hang it on a doorknob. It's about 2-3 feet long, and it throws a string out, and the cats chase it. And the string disappears. It sucks it back up. You wouldn't see anything. Anyone that has a cat would love it because it keeps the cats moving, exercising. We carry these calico critters. These are like animal families. You fit in these small dollhouses. People love those. We have a set of, collection of dollhouses and different furniture. We sell all the Thomas trains and Brio trains, all the wooden trains that the kids push around the tracks. We carry Melissa and Doug Wood toys, dress-ups, and baby toys. We just got these warmies in.
Okay.
These are animals you put in the microwave. And it warms them up, and then the kids can hug them, sleep with them. It's something new.
Let me get to a break here, and we'll come back. You see, folks, you wind them up. He's like those great toys. He just keeps going. I love Jack Cohen. Of course, S.W. Randalls. We'll come back. Please stay with us. Lots more to come on this Pittsburgh Works. So happy to have Jack with us for the holiday season. One of my favorites, Jack Cohen, S.W. Randall Toys and Gifts, Pittsburgh's oldest and largest specialty toy store, established in 1970. Yes, celebrating 50 years, three locations, of course, downtown Smithfield Street, others, of course, Squirrel Hill, Forbes Avenue, Shadyside Street. I'm just so happy to have him here on the line today. You know, one of the things I want to focus on now, Jack, you know, a lot of folks are going to be staying at home more than ever, and I think this is going to be a trend moving forward. And in a way, I tell people to embrace it, because this is what you and I did as kids growing up in the 50s and 60s. We were always either at work or home with a family. It was 8 hours at work, 8 hours at home, hopefully 8 hours of sleep, and you would do it over again. But board games, the ones that you simply say it's your move, to me, those are the best times that I can remember growing up and also being with my children. A great game of Monopoly, Parcheesi, Battleship. There's still room in every household for great board games, and you have them all, right, Jack?
You know what? People still like the old-fashioned games. It's amazing because they grew up with them and they want to get them for their kids, and it's entertainment. You know, it's old-fashioned entertainment. You sit down and you have fun with the family. How can you beat that?
Listen, this is the type of person he is, and I haven't seen him in a while, but I know Jack Cohen, and he has rubbed off on me in so many ways. And every day when it comes to business or trying to do the right thing, I think Jack Cohen, but especially this time of year. I'm sure there are those certain games that, you know, maybe you don't have a huge amount of people buying anymore, but because you know there's a handful or someone that from time to time wants to get a fresher version or a better version or just replace the old version or get a gift for someone, you won't take them off the shelves because if one or two people want it, that's good enough for you to make sure it's there. That's the kind of customer service you have, Jack.
Exactly. And, you know, we listen to the customers. If they ask for something, we order it. Because we figured if they want it, someone else will want it. And it just works, thank God. And, you know, we always eventually sell out of everything. So it works.
You know, I got to tell you, just so many experiences that I think about my children and how you have been such a part of their lives, even though you've only met them maybe once or twice. The thing of it is, the wooden trains I bought many years ago, my son, literally all the Thomas the Train stuff you could possibly get. And I would say to him, whatever you do, put this in a safe place, keep it safe. You'll want to hand down to your children this thing. The same with the trains. My daughter, when we would go on the doll floor and she would hold my hand the entire time and make me look at each and every doll. And she was no higher than my knee looking up. Pick that one up, Daddy. Pick that one up, Daddy. Get that one off the shelf, Daddy. The bottom line is, to this day, they have all of them and they understand the significance of them. But the best part about S.W. Randall Toys and Gifts, it's all quality stuff. The stuff is as brand new looking today as it was 15 years ago.
Yes, and you know what? That's what makes people come back. Our stuff, it lasts. They have to hand it down. You can't throw it away.
But Jack,
it'd be a crime.
I don't even think you understand this, and I'm going to keep loving on you because it's the truth. I'll see a game displayed somewhere, something that I bought at your store or that train or whatever. I think about my children when they were smaller, and if they're not with you at this holiday season because they've grown like my children or because we're dealing with the pandemic, these toys that you have had parents and grandparents purchase over the years, they do them a lot of good too, because every time they see those toys or hear those toys, or maybe that child as an adult says, hey, grandma, grandfather, I actually gave that toy to my son or my daughter that you gave me many years ago from S.W. Randall. So these gifts truly do keep giving, do they not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All the kids love them. The grandkids love them. And they still work. It's amazing.
And the other thing, that this is what's so great, and I hope you'll get down there today. They're there after 10. I hope you'll get there throughout the holiday. I hope you'll continue to go throughout the year. And if you're looking, ladies and gentlemen, now at FM 100.1, AM 1020, if you're looking for something different, you're listening at radio.com or that smart speaker, News Radio KDK, go to one of these locations. It's an experience that you'll only get at his places because you won't find this anywhere else. Never have I seen a salesperson pounce on someone. I know people, and I've done it, to where I've gone through every single floor and not spent a cent. You don't pressure people to buy things, Jack.
We're just glad they come in, because you know what? They always come back.
They do.
You just have to get them in initially, and then that's the whole experience.
Let's talk about your thought process when it comes to business. I swear you could teach at Pitt if you wanted to about business, because it's still – the timely stuff that you did 50 years ago that was once in the ice cream business, decided that wasn't going to work. Let's try something else. You rebooted your whole life. Your wife said, whatever you want to do, let's go for it. And it worked after a lot of really sweat equity and hard work. But what is it about business that you think it takes, Jack? I know what you think when it comes to business, but share with our audience on this Small Business Saturday some of your tips and tricks and how business today can still work if you do these time-tested things. Go ahead.
You know what? We look for unusual things that you can't find in other stores. We have these advent calendars people collect. We have these holiday specs. I told you, it puts a halo around every light bulb on the Christmas tree. We carry these, what you call shimmers. It's like snowballs that are animated, like they're shaped like snowmen, Christmas trees, and Santa, and has glitter in it. It lights up, and it's just truly entertainment.
It
you
is,
don't see them anywhere else.
It is truly entertainment. And isn't it amazing, and you've seen this through the years, and maybe you can share a couple of examples. It's like a game of jacks or something of that nature, or deck of cards. When you least expect it, some of the smallest things can make the biggest difference and become the biggest thing during the holiday season, right?
Right. And you know what? That's all the things they grew up with. We still sell jacks and card games. We have like 30 different card games. It's amazing.
Jump ropes, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? They sell all year round. You would think it would just be a summer item. No. People come in all year round for jump ropes.
You know, when my daughter was small, whether we went to the grocery store or your location, wherever, if there was a ball that you could buy that she could bounce on the sidewalk, she wanted that ball. And at the end, it got to the point her mother would be like, we have no more room for this stuff. Please stop buying this stuff. But I couldn't help it because I just loved my children so much and I wanted them to experience what I did. But just a ball, a bouncing ball.
Isn't that amazing? That's all I had when I was growing up. My parents didn't buy me anything. But I just had a ball. That ball played everything. Ball against the wall, ball against the steps.
This is why I love Jack Cohen, and I can promise you something. There's somebody listening right now in their kitchen, making a pot of coffee, cup of tea, driving in their car, maybe working at the computer, listening to us online and saying, you know, I got to get a ball. You know, like, you don't have to be a kid. It's a great stress reliever. People, you know, they keep saying you need to get outside and exercise. Go down and buy a toy and relive some of those memories. I remember taking what was known as a Super Bowl. Back in the day, and my baseball mitt, and Jack, I'm telling you, up against the wall of our house, and my parents never complained. God bless them both. God rest their soul. And I would be there on afternoons, and even shoveling the snow off of the driveway with a basketball or a ball in the wintertime, and a sled, to take a sled for a ride. I mean, there's so many things.
How can you beat that?
You can't.
Kids look forward to that sled.
But, Jack, do you realize you can't find this stuff anywhere but at your locations?
Well, because we sell all the stuff you grew up with, all the basics.
There you go, folks. We'll come back one more, and then we're going to say goodbye to my friend because he's got to get ready to go to work. Please make the experience count this holiday season. Unique time means unique ideas and unique thoughts from the heart, and that's what Jack Cohen and S.W. Randall is all about. Back with one more segment with my longtime friend, Jack Cohen, such a mentor, such a friend, such an inspiration, right after this. You know, so many people have putting the tree up, the Thanksgiving dinner, all of this stuff is the significant aspect of when the start of the holidays begin for them. To me, it's my visit with Jack Cohen. It wouldn't be the holidays without this liftoff, this broadcast on KDK. I'm so honored to have him here. Don't forget Smithfield Street, along with Squirrel Hill, Forbes Avenue, Shadyside. Jack, before I let you go, this is your 50th anniversary, and I'm sure when you were resting your feet after that very first Christmas Eve push 50 years ago in 1970, never did you think you'd still be here 50 years later. I wish you could do another 50 years. I'll settle for another dozen years. I think your fans will say the same, and you do have fans. But the journey, what a ride it has been, right?
Oh, yeah, up and down, I know. And, you know, this COVID... God, this is like the hardest thing to get through. We were closed for 2 months. We were selling online 50 puzzles a day online during that COVID because people needed entertainment. They were all stuck at home, and it's unbelievable. Thank God we're over that part of it.
Well, here's the thing, too. We always focus on the children, the parents, the grandparents. But, you know, many people, you know, hobby stuff that you have, the games that you have, the board games, people of all ages buy stuff off of you because one of the things, and you and I both in that category, a little older now, you and I both were saying off the air, we love to work because it keeps our mind busy. Listen, anybody that it's like that Alex Trebek who just passed away, Jeopardy. It's these nightly games that many of the seniors in the audience watch on television while they're doing their crossword puzzle. Why do they do that? Because they want to stay sharp. They want to stay plugged in. And that's the stuff that you sell too. This just isn't joy for the holidays for kids. It's stuff to keep people's mind busy, especially during these times, which they can't do anything else. What you do is more important than ever before, Jack.
Exactly, exactly. We just want people to come in and be entertained and find stuff that they can use for the family. It's all adults buying these train sets, too. They just buy it for the family because they love it themselves. You know, they love putting it up. It's amazing. And that's all we sold yesterday was train sets day long.
Listen, you can get starter sets at Jack's place. Take them home. Literally assemble them in minutes. You have the transformer, the train, the track. It's under the tree. It's up and running. And the little puffs of smoke and the engine sounds. The next thing you know, it's like going back in time to when you got your first Lionel train. Jack, before I let you go, just take me through the floors, things you have to offer, not only downtown but the other locations. Just go through some of the different products, some of the things that you've talked about, but there's many more. So I just want you to take the final 2 minutes to focus on what people need to know. These are toys you grew up with, and they're still available at SW Randall Toys and Gifts. Go ahead, Jack.
We sell these music boxes, you know, that you can wind up, you know, or turn on, and that's been around forever. We have these battery-operated tractors, which are excellent for one and up. The animals talk on the tractor. The tractor runs for a minute and shuts off by itself. The driver talks. It's just unique, and it's wonderful. We have chess sets. You can't find chess sets anymore. We have putty. We sell Pokemon every day, advent calendars, all different types of puzzles and trains of all kinds, and we have a complete selection of Lego.
Listen, and my son, when it came to Pokemon cards, and I know, again, his wonderful mother saying, enough already with the Pokemon cards. My son cherish them, and thank goodness for Jack Cohen, because many places that are no longer around don't carry them. You kind of feel obligated in a way, don't you, Jack?
We just look for things people want. We just listen to them, and that works, thank God.
Listen, from the little red wagon to everything else, when kids need to get out and exercise and to kind of grow with their bodies and their minds spiritually as well, understanding why it's the best time of your life, nobody keeps hope alive when it comes to kids and what they dream about, what they believe in, and those visions of all of the great things that they're going to get for the holiday season better than this guy. 1 minute left. I'm going to give you just a chance to really brag on your customers through the years, because as you said to me, the very first thing, and we haven't talked since last season, you simply said off the air to me, my people, the customers came through. A slow, steady group of people came to my store yesterday downtown. That couldn't have made me happier. You really appreciate these customers, don't you, Jack?
Oh, no. We love when the people come in. We're just so glad to talk to them. You see if we can help them. You know, if they don't want help, fine. But we're always glad to help everybody that comes in.
Jack, many
I mean, you don't get that in stores anymore.
No.
You don't get help.
And Jack, let's say this, too. Your people know toys. Many of the big box stores, they're there making some money for the season. They haven't played with toys in 20 years. Your people every day play with toys.
Yeah, they don't even know what they have, the big box stores. We know all this, everything that we have.
Listen, you ask Jack what you need, he'll take you right to it. Jack, God bless you, and I'm so happy that you're healthy. You're celebrating 50 years. Keep doing what you're doing. The world needs you, and I need to talk to you every season to know that the holiday season has arrived, okay?
And you have a happy holiday. Thanks again.
The great Jack Cohen. Listen, they don't come any better. This is a guy who is just so inspirational to many, including me. Ladies and gentlemen, SW Randall Toys and Gifts, all of their locations, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season.